Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I receive. On August 1st, 2023, I received a very sobering message from the Lord while I was praying. It's concerning the condition of America. And if you could please share this message with the brothers and sisters in your life, the Lord asked me to ask you to let this message go far and wide, especially in America. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and read it to you right now. This is what I heard. Cry out. If my people do not cry out for mercy, if they do not cry out for forgiveness, if they do not humble themselves and pray, America will be given over. It will not recover. If my people put their hope in a man, if my people put their hope in a system, if my people put their hope in a political party, they will not see the fruits of their rewards. Today is a turning point. Will my people fall down on their knees and fall prostrate and cry out on behalf of their country? Today is the day to stand in the gap. It is the prayers of the saints that accomplish much. But I ask my people, are you seeing things being accomplished, or are you just seeing the opposite? Are things getting worse and worse? Have you asked me why this is? Is it because of the wicked or the unbeliever that walks in sin? No, I tell you, it is because of my people, yes, my people, who have lost their way and do not repent or pray. They are called to be the salt and backbone of society, but instead have mingled and become one with it instead. I do not hear a harmony of prayers rising up to me. Where is the chorus of prayers, O saints of God? Where is the moaning and groaning in the spirit of what is coming upon the land? You walk and live like everything is okay and nothing has changed, but this is a lie and deception, for America is falling, America is crumbling, and my people do nothing. Will you wait until it's too late to cry out to me? Do you have to wait till things are so bad that the shakings will one day wake you up from your deep slumber and you will rub your eyes and say, what has happened under my watch? And it will be too late. Cry out for repentance. Cry out for the desire to be my prayer warriors. It is only prayers that will change things now. It is only your Lord and Savior that can save a dying nation. Heed this call. Heed this warning. Soon, very soon, it will be too late. The avalanche comes and my people will suffer. Judgment starts with my house, the house of God, and judgment has come. America has become the daughter of Babylon. But it was once filled with my grace and presence. It was the shining light on a hill, a beacon to the world, where my people resided and walked with me. Now it has slipped downward, and soon will be a place of desolation for jackals and owls. The day of reason is almost over. The days of reason are almost over. Come now and let us reason together. Though your sin is like scarlet, it will turn to white as snow. Cry out to me, and I will wash you clean, and my shed blood will cover and sustain you. Let this message go far and wide so my people will hear. I'll say that again. Let this message go far and wide so my people will hear. Pray for repentance to fall upon and sweep across America. And that was the end of this message, brothers and sisters. And while I received this message, I felt such a heaviness. I felt the Lord's heart. Most don't see and most don't care, but soon they will, because soon there's going to be no turning back. And the sorrow I felt from the Lord, it was not anger, but it was heavy sorrow. And this is because the Lord Jesus, He loves everyone so deeply, both sinner and saint, and He wishes that no one would perish. Okay, brothers and sisters, I do have a transcript of this message in my blog, and the link is down below with the corresponding scriptures. I'm going to read a couple of them to you right now. Ezekiel 22:30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Daniel 8:3. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to him, "How long will it take for the vision to be fulfilled? The vision concerning the daily sacrifice, the rebellion that causes desolation, the surrender of the sanctuary, and the trampling underfoot of the Lord's people." Isaiah 34:13. Her nobles will have nothing there to be called a kingdom, and all her princesses will vanish away, and thorns will overtake her citadels, nettles and brambles for strongholds. She will become a haunt for jackals and a home for owls. The Lord in this message talks about daughter of Babylon, and the scripture I just read to you from Isaiah 34:13 is actually talking about Edom or the Edomites. And if you get time to study about the Edomites, they actually represent Babylon, and they are a foreshadow for the end days. So there's a lot of things concerning the Edomites and the daughter of Babylon, and the Lord in this message did mention daughter of Babylon. So if you get a chance, you can study about that. All right, thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me.